Own up. Do you ever eat with your fingers? Maybe eating a pizza? Is that acceptable? I don't know. If you do use a knife and fork, do you lick the knife? That's not acceptable, is it? That's definitely not acceptable. Even I know that. What about talking with your mouth full or licking your plate clean? Well, once upon a time, it would have been unthinkable to do any of those things. And yet, according to a new survey, many of these habits are becoming more socially acceptable. Well, that will not be music to the ears of William Hansen, who's Britain's youngest etiquette coach. He's based here in Manchester. William, good morning.
Good morning, Heather. So thank you for having me.
You're very well. You see, there's the good manners already. So, William, let's talk about this, because table manners are not taught the way they used to be, are they?
They're not, no. But people are forgetting that parents and the schools as well, or guardians, are forgetting that you need to start with children from day one. Right. Children like rules and parameters, and they function better if you give them guidelines and sort of boundaries to work within. And it started about 20 years ago, this airy-fairy attitude. Oh, let the little darlings just, they'll pick it up. Oh, they'll pick it up. Let them run around. And it's what my grandmother calls free-range children. And the trouble is, we're now in this situation where we have surveys coming out, like the one that's come out recently, saying that people think it's acceptable to eat with their fingers and lick the plate and all sorts of awful things.
Right, okay. Well, the last phrase just summed that all up.
Yes.
Awful things. So now, when I was growing up, you weren't allowed your elbows on the table. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit more relaxed with my kids about that.
I nearly crashed as I drove in this morning.
Let's start with the basics then. Mm-hmm. Let's start with what you should be doing, the very minimum of standards, William.
Well, you should keep your mouth closed. Mm-hmm. We don't want to see what's in your mouth. Your elbows should be off the table when you are actually eating. In between courses, it's fine. I wouldn't encourage it, but I can turn a blind eye to it. It's not the end of the world. Mm-hmm. And when you are eating, your elbows or your arms should be by your sides, not flailing out everywhere, hitting the next person so they can't eat. Manners in general, whether it's table manners or communication manners, are all about other people. It's about thinking about other people, putting other people at ease, and respecting their views. They're not about the self and what we want. They are selfless, other people.
Right. That's the real core of manners.
That is, of everything. And if you follow those two rules, and you think about those two rules, about what do other people want, how is this action I'm going to do going to affect other people, you'll be fine.
Right, okay. Now, we used to be at the very forefront of table manners. You know, I know if ever you go to America, they still believe that, don't they? That we have some of the finest manners in the world. And I would agree, compared to the Americans, I think we're doing pretty good. But people do want to learn these manners, don't they? And in fact, that's what you do, isn't it? You do teach people from other countries how to have these fabulous English table manners.
Yes, and actually a lot of the business that we get is from other is from countries other than the UK, because other countries seem to get it. They get the need to know these skills, the soft skills, as we call them. Lots of business people we get who will get a high-flying business job. They've got fantastic business acumen, but the employers have said to them, great, you know, your CV looks fantastic, you've got all the background. However, your table manners, because a lot of business business interviews are being conducted for high powered jobs, you know, vice presidences, etc., at the lunch table. They'll take
them
out
really
for lunch.
Matter?
Yes,
it?
And they'll say, you can't take clients out eating like that, and we have to sit there. And, sometimes with 50-year-olds, you know, people that really, you know, it's not all children that we train, and we have to sit there going, now keep your mouth closed, arms by the side, we have to put pieces of paper under their arms.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
And it's that important that people who get to a certain level of employment have to have these manners.
Yes, and it's I mean the Chinese are big on respect. I mean they really are. And also in the Middle East as well. If you, for example, if you go and did a business deal in the Middle East, if you sat with your legs crossed and you showed the sole of your shoe, which the shoe is for example, when George Bush got thrown with the shoe.
Yes.
The shoe is an insult. A shoe thrown at you is never pleasant anywhere, but in the Middle East, it's equally, it's doubly less pleasant. So if you show the sole of your shoe, lots of S's in that sentence, then you can cause offence. And business deals have been known to completely fall apart. Or if you, for example, in the Middle East, they will offer you, they're very generous, lots of hospitality, they'll offer you dates, coffee, hot towels, everything, all in one go. And if you refuse any of them, you can cause major offence. Accept everything as the rule.
Really? Now, you do have a website, don't you, just in case people want to brush up on?
Yes, if they want to brush up, it's williamhanson.co.uk.
William, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Do you know what? I do like to pigeonhole people. And you do sound like what you are.
Thank you very much.
You do.
That's lovely. Last time I was on, you said posh but useful.
Yes, posh
which
but
I like.